Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Jerry and Sheila Weldon with the Red Rock Beekeepers Club to discuss the problems bee populations are facing in the state.
It's probably important to get the message out about the importance of honeybees to the ecosystem, right?
Correct. Honeybees, other insects, pollinators are all important to the pollination of the food supply that we have.
I often hear stories saying that the bee population is dying off, bees that are not doing well in the wild. Are there problems with maintaining the bee population around these parts?
All of our pollinators are in trouble. It's becoming a world crisis. Many years ago, it was easy to keep bees, okay? And then 1984, a parasite came over here. And then in the last 20 to 30 years, we have had a tremendous loss of habitat, food. You know, most old-timers will remember, you walked in your grass, you had white clover. You had white clover or clover in where the corn is and the soybeans. It's actually easier to keep bees in Iowa in the cities than it is in many rural areas. So it's a combination of the parasites, the loss of habitat, and the overuse of chemicals. Those have been like the perfect storm to wreak havoc on all of our pollinators. Monarchs, most people are familiar with the monarch issues, and it's becoming really difficult to keep bees for a lot of different reasons. There's a lot of die-off, and there's a relationship between honeybees, plants, and weather. And the weather changes are really creating some problems. Last year was, I believe, for the most part, a horrible year for a lot of the beekeepers. Cold, wet spring. And then in southern Iowa, you had that horrible drought. Northern Iowa, you had rain all summer long. And then we jumped straight into this wet, cold fall. The problem with too much moisture in rain, it washes out nectar. So if there's no nectar in the plants, the bees can't get any honey. So there's a really strong relationship, and we want people to understand that relationship between our pollinators and the plants. And then, of course, if it's too dry and there's no moisture in the ground, there's no nectar. So that is really creating a lot of the current issues, coupled with the changes that have happened over the last 20 or 30 years.
If pollinators start dying off or get into smaller numbers, this could have a severe effect on agriculture and other plant species, right?
Yep. In many ways, Iowa's not probably impacted because corn is not pollinated. It's wind pollinated. And then the soybeans today, I really don't want honeybees to go to them because so many of the soybeans are treated with neonicotinoids, which are systemic pesticides that the plant takes up, and it's designed to kill insects, so we really don't want honeybees going to it. So there's a lot of issues there. And then also just the state is often going around and cutting down trees, linden trees are a real nice source, but the state has went around cutting them down, and then we've got the problems, you know, they mow the roadways, so that's a loss of habitat for our bees and pollinators. We're hobby beekeeping, okay? We keep hives, but our passion is really trying to educate people. We teach beekeeping classes, and by the time they finish taking the classes, they're like, oh, there's a lot of work in beekeeping. And it's okay, we don't expect everybody to become a beekeeper, but there are things that individuals can do, like they can plant bee-friendly plants, not use a lot of the pesticides. You know, the overuse of pesticides has created this problem. When you buy plants that have not been treated with the pesticides or the neonicotinoid class of pesticides. Most people don't realize that a lot of the plants that they're buying, commercially to plant in their yards, have often been treated with neonicotinoids. So there's a lot of education we want to get in there to try and improve this. Because we really, if you like diversity in your diet, fruits and vegetables, we need pollinators.
What can other beekeepers do to help maintain the populations?
There's about 4,500 beekeepers in Iowa now, more or less. And between us, we have about 45,000 hives of bees, which is a great increase over the last 10 years. The hobby beekeeper has really strengthened the beekeeping population here in Iowa.
Thanks to Jerry and Sheila Weldon for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.